Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast with your chief encourager, Cassie Pajarillo. It's time to drive ambition and build a better business with a plan that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Now for your host, Cassie Pajarillo.
Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast. This is your host, Cassie Pajarillo. So before we get started, if you haven't applied and saved your seat to your advanced private training, wherein you as a coach, consultant, or a course creator can learn how you can craft, sell, and launch your group coaching program and onboard 1 to 3 high-value clients month on month or high volume in a week and have that consistent monthly recurring revenue all year round, head on over and check it out at cassiepajarillo.com/high-ticket-next-level-now. We're back for another episode where we get to talk about how you can actually increase the value of your offer and how do you get to consistently hit $20,000 cash months for your coaching and consulting business. I will reveal to you the exact same strategies I share with my mentees as they create, grow, and scale their group coaching programs and become CEOs with six-figure dollar outcomes. Now, there's so much offers happening in the online space right now, but what will really make you stand out from the crowd is your own framework and way of doing business. If you're a coach, consultant, course creator, or service-driven entrepreneur who's been strapped on your desk, stuck in this income ceiling and have been trying to figure out how to scale your business without the burnout, well, this episode will definitely help you move the needle and embrace being less rather than doing more. If you're someone who's still struggling and scratching your head, if having $20,000 cash months is really possible, granted knowing there's so much economical instability happening in the world right now, and you're thinking inflation is the reason why you couldn't seem to break that income ceiling aside from being capped out with your one-on-one clients, well, buckle up and listen intently as this episode will definitely give you the shifts you need and bust that myth. You see, what took you to $5,000 months or $10,000 cash months won't take you to $20,000 cash months. And there's also a difference from hitting it one time into sustainably hitting it consecutively for 3 months at least. And so I will unveil with you here the shifts I personally embraced myself that has made the revenue and profits of my business that makes it predictable and scalable and how you can make it happen for you too. Because of embracing and applying this shift, it made me have multiple six-figure dollars in less than a year. And my clients has benefited also as they're also working on or is currently making six-figure dollars as their new normal too. So just a little disclaimer here. In every stage of your business, it'll definitely require differently from you, especially when it comes to expansion, operations, conviction, and on developing that self-trust in terms of receiving and also you, your capacity in delivering. Now, I know you want to bring in more money without the burnout, so chances are you're lacking support. That's why you're here and you're listening to this episode and you're still basically doing things manually or on your own. Am I right? So with that $20,000 cash month, it's about bringing you in you and your business into this next level, scaling towards sustainability, right? Sustainable growth, and not just adding another person for the sake of delegating. So this is where I encourage you to think about work-life integration, just as always, and having to work smarter, not harder. Because hard work is not the shortcut anymore, darling. It's smart work. So what allowed me to scale to $20,000 cash months? Listen intently. These are exactly the things that I teach my clients inside my program, Power Profile Biz Accelerator. It's clear, transformative, progressive, and of course, profitable. Because again, your business should serve you. You should feel secured, supported, and stable. So the first shift, okay, in order for you to take yourself into consistent $20,000 cash months, it's having to sold out your high ticket offer. What I mean by high ticket, it's by having an offer or a program valued in worth $3,500 and beyond. Now, it may look like a 90-day program guiding your client through a specific desired destination, a 6-month program that'll change the trajectory of their business, or having to give them a life transformative experience or a private coaching session. When you charge at least $3,500, you get to spread out the rate into payment plans. payments. If someone pays in full, then that's great. But what we're aiming for here is having monthly recurring revenue. Or if it's not that high ticket offer, it could be having to welcome a high volume of clients in a cohort style where you get to start all at the same time and end the program all at the same time too. It could also be a high level course that supports your client way more than just technicalities, but more a strategy and mindset as well. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, Cassie, how do we get to create a program or a course that gives clients more of what they want and gives an ROI or return of investment? Well, this is where we really dive more into desires and experiences rather than monetary alone. I mean, we see people booking first class tickets, okay, rather than economy or rather than taking a long train ride. I mean, they're investing on speed and on saving time. It's the experience, comfort, and ease of the trip rather than the price tag alone. It's having to put in priority into overall outcome, which can be also ingrained into enjoyment and relief. When it comes to business investment, however, we're looking for some sort of return. I know. Like for me, I'd like to think, is the person going to get at least 10x of what they're going to be investing in? If yes, then it's going to be aligned. It's like feel good about the pricing. It's within integrity. If not, this is where we adjust accordingly. Also, think about evidences. Has it already been validated many times over, or is it just a one-time hit wonder? Of course, it's all of the former, right? As we follow through my framework, we ask ourselves in regards to the offer. Is it clear? What is it about, and what does it aim to solve? Is it transformative? Would it give them more of what they want and have the relief and speed they need? What's the highest transformation your clients is going to have when they enroll in your program and go through it, right? Progressive. Will it support them into shifting their way of thinking and on doing business? And is it going to be profitable? Now, it's just not just monetary-wise, actually, but also overall. If it'll give them the results they want plus more or outcome because of the shifts brought in by the guidance that you provided. Now, let's just say inside Power Profile Biz Accelerator, the transformation has already been clearly defined that it'll be able to guide and help my clients solidify an offer that'll create a ripple and take them up onto $100,000 years and more, to be honest, and give them the tools and a strategy that'll give them high volume of clients. Now, for the progressive part of it all, what is the progress or process the clients will go through in order for them to get to that destination and for their clients also to get the most amazing results? Now, for this, it could be having to have the tools that can support you in terms of client delivery, modules, sessions to support them towards their inner work. It's basically equipping your clients with steps to accomplish how they can become and being in order to get through the transformation. Now, transformation, on the other hand, it's having that clear pathway and what are the necessary experiences they need to shift, strengthen, or work on in order for them to get to the destination as well. Then from there on, we look into also the profitability. If you want to scale into $20,000 cash months and scale it through it more, you'd have to go through the framework and get into this piece by developing and creating the most highest quality product where it's duplicatable, replicable, scalable, because only then it will be sustainable. So for a lot of people with a high ticket offer, it's usually a long-term coaching and consulting package. It's a hands-on invested program with weekly calls and some sort of access with you. If you want to create high ticket offer, you'd all have to think about the framework. Is it clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable? Now, basically, you get to create a program where there's progress and some sort of metric and benchmark and end result once they implement and follow through. If you have a high ticket quality offer, you won't have so much stress about it, honestly, because the result is what's going to sell it out for you, right? Now, on the second, okay, second is how you articulate the value of your offer. It's how you get to sell it out. Now, this is where your messaging should be dialed in. It's about having an intentional way of posting it on your social media, your email list, or wherever in your audience is best visible. Now, with these in place, you get to build a community, attraction marketing, credibility, and authority. So if you really want to scale that to $20,000 cash months in the long run, this is where you should really work on and double down on. So don't fall out of that, okay? The messaging of your offer and having to be known in this certain space. So if you're selling $25,000 coaching program, for an example, your language and the way you're calling your clients isn't about taking the first step or let's get started and all these things, but rather having to dive deep into the language of where they are already in their business and not about just starting out. It's having to align it to the progression that they are on, right? So third, get better on sales calls. Now, I know there are some of you who are saying you don't want to do sales call. I know there are a lot of you, but think of it this way. You're a business athlete, right? Girl, sales is a contact sport. If you're hating it, how are you going to sharpen yourself towards communicating and serving instead of selling, right? I'd love you to get better on sales call and sharpen yourself as a communicator. Sales calls is not just a great way to sign up for people, but rather to also a great way to screen these people if they're the right fit for your program in terms of attitude, belief, and all sorts of other qualifications that require so that your community will be surrounded by the right people who support each other at scale. Are they winners or whiners, right? So it's a good way to filter out those people and know who are the right fit to be in it. Now, there's something about you can't gauge over the DMs and you won't be able to filter energy. This is why sales calls is amazing. So don't hate sales calls. Get trained on that. And that is something that I support my clients with inside our high-level programs. And I've got this proven structure, which I've proven many times over, as I also train myself to use the strategy as a way to really get to know what I want and who I really resonate with. So don't start hating. Start loving sales calls. Fourth, shifting to a scalable business model, which is group coaching, right? So when you have a group coaching program, this allows you to stack payment terms, which makes it sustainable in the long run. You get to also have the best client results as they're all part of a community of champions who's journeying together as allies, not competitors. And fifth, having to have the right support. Yes. In this time and age, I'd love you to take a great look at automations first and have system, process, and structure in place. Automate as much as you can automate and hire revenue generating support who can support you in terms of executing and implementing what needs to be looked at and done every day in your business, such as check on the emails. Are they firing right on time? Scheduling your social media content on your platforms. Those who create those social posts for you and really having to delegate anything that's not worth $10,000 per hour worth your time, okay? So give it to these people who can do it better and faster than you. Having the right coach as well, who can ground you and keep you on track, accountable, and process situations with you. Those who can keep up on the technicalities in the business and tracking payments and all, give it to these people who can support you, and then you can stick into your zone of genius. So when you get to be supported, you get to do things faster and swifter. So if you want to work lesser in order for you to become more, you've got to learn how to delegate and automate. You work smarter than harder and make an impact. I know you want to build a legacy business, right? So you have to stop being in control and release being the control freak that you are and allow your team and an automation take over to ensure things are working better for your business and you get to live life too. So for an example, just this October, I want to work 3 hours, the entirety of it, while I was in Portugal and in Rome for a mastermind with my coach and experienced the world with a new perspective. And yet we still get to do business and my clients are still thriving, taking over as experts and leaders of their fields, being each other's allies, just as what, how, and what I designed the business and the community to be like. So again, love sales calls too, right? So stay in your zone of genius and hire support, either a generalist or a specialist, whichever will be a better revenue generator for you and your business. Okay, so let's just have a little recap of the shifts you should apply in order for you to have $20,000 cash months. Again, first, have a high ticket offer, which is clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable way of doing business. Second, speak the language of your ideal clients by articulating the value of your offer. Third, get better on sales calls because sales is a contact sport and a way for you to weed out those who aren't the right fit into your program. Fourth, have a scalable business model, which is group coaching, where you get to create a ripple together. And fifth, hire the right support, whether you automate and or delegate to keep you on the zone of genius and be guided as you scale your business to hitting multiple six figures towards seven figures. Now, I hope this episode helped you get into the right move and get you out of the hustle and bustle of being strapped on your desk, stuck on that income ceiling, and start creating that monthly recurring revenue that'll get you to sustainable and scalable results, okay? So Darling, release the control freak in you. Trust the process, release, and allow yourself to tap into your zone of genius with integrity and commitment. I'm here to welcome you as you step into your next level. So whenever you're ready, Power Profile Biz Accelerator is welcome driven and ambitious entrepreneurs just like you. And let's get you to that six-figure dollar incomes. Alrighty, I'll catch you on the next episode. Please do share this episode to a friend or tag me that you actually listened to this, just so I know if I'll be able to support you through as well, or if you have any question at all. It's Cassie Pajarillo on all social media handles. I'll catch you on to the next one. Are you enjoying and learning a lot? Let me know. Hey, I'm breaking my own episode to invite you for your high-ticket next level masterclass. If you're a coach or a consultant tired of serving one-on-one clients and ready to have that four-hour workday without compromising client results, have the work-life integration you've always wanted, and that multiple six to seven figures by creating, selling, and launching your own group coaching program, well, all you gotta do is join us and save your seat. Register through CassiePajarillo.com. I'm so excited to see you and meet you real soon. Now, let's get back to today's episode. We're back for another episode where we get to talk about how you can actually increase the value of your offer and how do you get to consistently hit $20,000 cash months for your coaching and consulting business. I will reveal to you the exact same strategies I share with my mentees as they create, grow, and scale their group coaching programs and become CEOs with six-figure dollar outcomes. Now, there's so much offers happening in the online space right now, but what will really make you stand out from the crowd is your own framework and way of doing business. If you're a coach, consultant, course creator, or service-driven entrepreneur who's been strapped on your desk, stuck in this income ceiling and have been trying to figure out how to scale your business without the burnout, well, this episode will definitely help you move the needle and embrace being less rather than doing more. If you're someone who's still struggling and scratching your head if having $20,000 cash months is really possible, granted knowing there's so much economical instability happening in the world right now, and you're thinking inflation is the reason why you couldn't seem to break that income ceiling aside from being capped out with your one-on-one clients, well, buckle up and listen intently as this episode will definitely give you the shifts you need and bust that myth. You see, what took you to $5,000 months or $10,000 cash months won't take you to $20,000 cash months. And there's also a difference from hitting it one time into sustainably hitting it consecutively for 3 months at least. And so I will unveil with you here the shifts I personally embraced myself that has made the revenue and profits of my business that makes it predictable and scalable, and how you can make it happen for you too. Because of embracing and applying these shifts, it made me have multiple six-figure dollars in less than a year, and my clients has benefited also as they're also working on or is currently making six-figure dollars as their new normal too. So just a little disclaimer here. In every stage of your business, it'll definitely require differently from you, especially when it comes to expansion, operations, conviction, and on developing that self-trust in terms of receiving and also you, your capacity in delivering. Now, I know you want to bring in more money without the burnout, so chances are you're lacking support. That's why you're here and you're listening to this episode, and you're still basically doing things manually or on your own. Am I right? So with that $20,000 cash month, it's about bringing you in you and your business into this next level, scaling towards sustainability, right? Sustainable growth, and not just adding another person for the sake of delegating. So this is where I encourage you to think about work-life integration, just as always, and having to work smarter, not harder. Because hard work is not the shortcut anymore, darling. It's smart work. So what allowed me to scale to $20,000 cash months? Listen intently. These are exactly the things that I teach my clients inside my program, Power Profile Biz Accelerator. It's clear, transformative, progressive, and of course, profitable. Because again, your business should serve you. You should feel secure, supported, and stable. So the first shift, okay? In order for you to take yourself into consistent $20,000 cash months, it's having to sold out your high ticket offer. What I mean by high ticket, it's by having an offer or a program valued in worth $3,500 and beyond. Now, it may look like a 90-day program guiding your client through a specific desired destination, a 6-month program that'll change the trajectory of their business, or having to give them a life transformative experience or a private coaching session. When you charge at least $3,500, you get to spread out the rate into payment plans. If someone pays in full, then that's great, but what we're aiming for here is having monthly recurring revenue. Or if it's not that high ticket offer, it could be having to welcome a high volume of clients in a cohort style where you get to start all at the same time and end the program all at the same time too. It could also be a high level course that supports your client way more than just technicalities, but more a strategy and mindset as well. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, Cassie, how do we get to create a program or a course that gives clients more of what they want and gives an ROI or return of investment? Well, this is where we really dive more into desires and experiences rather than monetary alone. I mean, we see people booking first class tickets, okay, rather than economy or rather than taking a long train ride. I mean, they're investing on speed and on saving time. It's the experience, comfort, and ease of the trip rather than the price tag alone. It's having to put in priority into overall outcome, which can be also ingrained into enjoyment and relief. When it comes to business investment, however, we're looking for some sort of return. I know. Like for me, I'd like to think, is the person going to get at least 10x of what they're going to be investing in? If yes, then it's going to be aligned. It's like feel good about the pricing. It's within integrity. If not, this is where we adjust accordingly. Also, think about evidences. Has it already been validated many times over, or is it just a one-time hit wonder? Of course, it's all the former, right? As we follow through my framework, we ask ourselves in regards to the offer. Is it clear? What is it about, and what does it aim to solve? Is it transformative? Would it give them more of what they want and have the relief and speed they need? What's the highest transformation your clients is going to have when they enroll in your program and go through it, right? Progressive, will it support them into shifting their way of thinking and on doing business? And is it going to be profitable? Now, it's just not just monetary wise, actually, but also overall, if it'll give them the results they want plus more or outcome because of the shifts brought in by the guidance that you provided. Now, let's just say inside Power Profile Biz Accelerator, the transformation has already been clearly defined that it'll be able to guide and help my client solidify an offer that'll create a ripple and take them up onto $100,000 years and more, to be honest, and give them the tools and a strategy that'll give them high volume of clients. Now, for the progressive part of it all, what is the progress or process the clients will go through in order for them to get to that destination and for their clients also to get the most amazing results? Now, for this, it could be having to have the tools that can support you in terms of client delivery, modules, sessions to support them towards their inner work. It's basically equipping your clients with steps to accomplish how they can become and being in order to get through the transformation. Now, transformation, on the other hand, it's having that clear pathway and what are the necessary experiences they need to shift, strengthen, or work on in order for them to get to the destination as well. Then from there on, we look into also the profitability. If you want to scale into $20,000 cash months and scale it through it more, you'd have to go through the framework and get into this piece by developing and creating the most highest quality product where it's duplicatable, replicable, scalable, because only then it will be sustainable. So for a lot of people with a high ticket offer, it's usually a long-term coaching and consulting package. It's a hands-on invested program with weekly calls and some sort of access with you. If you want to create high ticket offer, you'd all have to think about the framework. Is it clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable? Now, basically, you get to create a program where there's progress and some sort of metric and benchmark and end result once you implement and follow through. If you have a high ticket quality offer, you won't have so much stress about it, honestly, because the result is what's going to sell it out for you, right? Now, on the second, okay, second is how you articulate the value of your offer. It's how you get to sell it out. Now, this is where your messaging should be dialed in. It's about having an intentional way of posting it on your social media, your email list, or wherever in your audience is best visible. Now, with these in place, you get to build a community, attraction marketing, credibility, and authority. So if you really want to scale that to $20,000 cash months in the long run, this is where you should really work on and double down on. So don't fall out of that, okay? The messaging of your offer and having to be known in this certain space. So if you're selling $25,000 coaching program, for an example, your language and the way you're calling your clients isn't about taking the first step or let's get started and all these things, but rather having to dive deep into the language of where they are already in their business and not about just starting out. It's having to align it to the progression that they are on, right? So third, get better on sales calls. Now, I know there are some of you who are saying you don't want to do sales call. I know there are a lot of you, but think of it this way. You're a business athlete, right? Girl, sales is a contact sport. If you're hating it, how are you going to sharpen yourself towards communicating and serving instead of selling, right? I'd love you to get better on sales call and sharpen yourself as a communicator. Sales calls is not just a great way to sign up for people, but rather it's also a great way to screen these people if they're the right fit for your program in terms of attitude, belief, and all sorts of other qualifications that require so that your community will be surrounded by the right people who support each other at scale. Are they winners or whiners? Right? So it's a good way to filter out those people and know who are the right fit to be in it. Now, there's something about you can't gauge over the DMs and you won't be able to filter energy. This is why sales calls is amazing. So don't hate sales calls. Get trained on that. And that is something that I support my clients with inside our high-level programs. And I've got this proven structure, which I've proven many times over, as I also train myself to use the strategy as a way to really get to know what I want and who I really resonate with. So don't start hating. Start loving sales calls. Fourth, shifting to a scalable business model, which is group coaching, right? So when you have a group coaching program, this allows you to stack payment terms, which makes it sustainable in the long run. You get to also have the best client results as they're all part of a community of champions who's journeying together as allies, not competitors. And fifth, having to have the right support. Yes. In this time and age, I'd love you to take a great look at automations first and have system, process, and structure in place. Automate as much as you can automate and hire revenue generating support who can support you in terms of executing and implementing what needs to be looked at and done every day in your business, such as check on the emails. Are they firing right on time? Scheduling your social media content on your platforms. Those who create those social posts for you and really having to delegate anything that's not worth $10,000 per hour worth your time, okay? So give it to these people who can do it better and faster than you. Having the right coach as well, who can ground you and keep you on track, accountable, and process situations with you. Those who can keep up on the technicalities in the business and tracking payments and all, give it to these people who can support you, and then you can stick into your zone of genius. So when you get to be supported, you get to do things faster and swifter. So if you want to work lesser in order for you to become more, you've got to learn how to delegate and automate. You work smarter than harder and make an impact. I know you want to build a legacy business, right? So you have to stop being in control and release being the control freak that you are and allow your team and that automation take over to ensure things are working better for your business and you get to live life too. So for an example, just this October, I only worked 3 hours, the entirety of it, while I was in Portugal and in Rome for a mastermind with my coach and experienced the world with a new perspective. And yet we still get to do business and my clients are still thriving, taking over as experts and leaders of their fields, being each other's allies, just as what, how, and what I designed the business and the community to be like. So again, love sales calls too, right? So stay in your zone of genius and hire support, either a generalist or a specialist, whichever will be a better revenue generator for you and your business. Okay. So let's just have a little recap of the shifts you should apply in order for you to have $20,000 cash months. Again, first, have a high ticket offer, which is clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable way of doing business. Second, speak the language of your ideal clients by articulating the value of your offer. Third, get better on sales calls because sales is a contact sport and a way for you to weed out those who aren't the right fit into your program. Fourth, have a scalable business model, which is group coaching, where you get to create a ripple together. And fifth, hire the right support, whether you automate and or delegate, to keep you on the zone of genius and be guided as you scale your business to hitting multiple six figures towards seven figures. Now, I hope this episode helped you get into the right move and get you out of the hustle and bustle of being strapped on your desk, stuck on that income ceiling, and start creating that monthly recurring revenue that'll get you to sustainable and scalable results. Okay, so darling, release the control freak in you, trust the process, release and allow yourself to tap into your zone of genius with integrity and commitment. I'm here to welcome you as you step into your next level. So whenever you're ready, Power Profile Biz Accelerator is welcome driven and ambitious entrepreneurs just like you. And let's get you to that six-figure dollar income. Alrighty, I'll catch you on the next episode. Please do share this episode to a friend or tag me that you actually listened to this, just so I know if I'll be able to support you through as well, or if you have any question at all. It's Cassie Pajarillo on all social media handles. I'll catch you on to the next one.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business.